Hello, amazing people. It's Izzy. Welcome to my podcast. I post every Monday at 8 p.m., and I am so happy that you're here. Hey, guys, it's me, Izzy. I'm back for the 100th time that I've been telling you guys that I'd be posting and ghosted and never posted and things like that. And you know, it's all right if I don't get as much support as I did in the beginning, because not doing too good with the timing. But what I do want to say is I'm not going to give you guys a specific day anymore of when I'll be posting. You can turn my notifications on, and when I post, I post. I feel like I don't like the way that I started the vibe of the podcast. I think I kind of want to change some things up. I want it to be more authentic. I really want it to be more authentic. And I'm seriously, like, I just can't stop thinking about this podcast. And I truly, truly want to be the truest version of myself with you guys. And I want to be able to come on here and just, you know, start recording and say what I want and speak my mind and talk about what I want to talk about. So here I am. I'm going to try this one more time. Three times is a charm, right? This podcast specifically is going to be everywhere, because I'm going to do this unfiltered. There's going to be no cuts, no breaks, no anything. I just want to sit here and talk to you guys, really. Like, I really, really just want to talk to you guys. I want to be able to come on. I want to be able to, you know, when I'm having a bad day or stressed or anything like that, I want to be able to come on this podcast and talk to you guys. And maybe people will be able to relate and maybe people won't. You know what I mean? I want to be heard, and I want people to understand, and I want people to be able to relate to me, and that's what this podcast is about. So I'm just going to ramble, and if you want to stick around, stick around. If not, you can go. But I want to just start off by saying, you know, just a in general check-in, like, Izzy, how are you? I'm good. I'm doing a lot better than I think I expected. You know what I mean? Like, this whole adult thing is super weird, super scary, super stressful. I'm doing my best to work and be productive and things like that, all while, you know, struggling with mental health and my mental disorders and things like that. I don't know how many of you struggle with mental disorders, but that's a constant battle that I face on a daily basis. And I didn't realize how much of a struggle it was for me until I was having a conversation with a friend, and I was basically telling her about how I went through this really depressive moment in my life where, you know, I stopped caring for myself. Like, my self-care went extremely, it just decreased. And I know that sounds disgusting, and that's, you guys might be listening and you're probably thinking, like, ew, what the hell, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I feel as if the people who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. And there's days where it's hard to shower, it's hard to get out of bed, it's hard to brush my teeth, it's hard to even just socialize with the people that I love. And I think that's what I'm struggling with right now, is having the energy to socialize with the people that I love, or even just having the energy to do things in general, like eat or sleep or just normal daily basis activities that other people find easy. My mental disorders like to make it harder, or like to manipulate me into thinking that it's harder than what it actually is. And if you're struggling with that right now, I just want you to know that, like, you know, you're not, it's okay. You know what I mean? It's okay. And I wish people would tell me that more. I think that's what the problem is. I want people to tell me that it's okay. And I just don't, because sometimes I get so embarrassed that my depression and my anxiety have such a hold on me. And I hate to think that my brain is like this. And I used to get so mad when I was younger, like when I would go to the therapist or when I would go to my psychologist. And I remember she diagnosed me with, like, you know, all my mental disorders that I now have. And I, you know, me at 10 years old, I was so angry because I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean I have to take medications just to think the same way that everybody else does? Why does my brain have to be like this? Why? And I was just so angry at myself. And I constantly kept telling myself, no, I don't need to take the medicine. I'm okay. Like, I can do this on my own. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. And I hated the fact that people kept trying to tell me that there was something wrong with my thought process. Now, I sit here and I reflect and I'm like, is there really something wrong with my thought process, or is it just a chemical imbalance? Because I love the way my mind works. I love the way that I think. And honestly, these days I'm not so mad at my anxiety, because rather than sabotaging, my anxiety has helped me a lot in so many different aspects. Overthinkers, honestly, as much as it sucks to be an overthinker, it's helped me so much more in the long run, because I'm constantly conscious of myself and my surroundings and my decisions. So, am I saying this for you or am I saying this for me? You know, what I'm trying to say is, it's okay that I have mental disorders. It's not embarrassing. I don't need to be embarrassed about it. I don't need to hide it. It's okay. Like, it's just the constant struggle of, like, you need to brush your teeth, or you need to get out of this bed. You can't sit in here. You can't sit in your bed all day and do nothing. And it's like constantly feeling misunderstood. It's the constant cycle of feeling misunderstood and just wanting to be understood. And I feel like that's what I'm struggling with right now. I just feel like nobody hears me, bro. Of course, like, I have people that love me and people that care for me and people that are constantly in my life showing me that they care for me, which makes me feel bad because it makes me seem unappreciative, but I'm not. I know that people love me. I know that people care about me, but it's like, it's so much deeper than that for me. And it's so hard to sit there and tell my loved one that's sitting here screaming in my face that they love me. It's so hard for me to sit there and look at them, like, to just still feel like it's not enough. When it is, it's enough. Am I making sense? I don't even know if I'm making sense. This podcast is so last minute, and I'm sorry already for getting so emotional. I'm so sorry. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I know that this is going to be a constant battle that I'm going to face.